TR.
For you 2T.
Oh, good morning, Rusty. How you doing?
Oh, not bad for a Monday. Staying inside where it's dry right now.
Turn this music down in the background. Well, we're going up to pay the water bill here, and which isn't a very long drive, and then we're going back down and check on a couple of things at Ingles and Publix. Where else, Mom? Might go to... Oh, look at the wild turkeys out there. There's a bunch of them out in that field, Rusty. We're up north of the house now. Talked to Bob a little bit this morning through email, and he sent me a... Or he sent Bernice a recipe, and enjoyed that. And I guess they got a lot done here in the last few days.
Working on a bunch of things up there at his place. Never can tell with him.
Roger. Oh, and there's a bunch of chickens out in the front yard loose. They get out here on the highway and they won't be loose for long. Well, we got an inch and three quarter of rain, thank the good Lord. And it's still raining. Looks like it's going to start to rescind a little bit. They're hoping it does. We don't have any Halloweeners anyways, but for their sake, it would be nice.
Well, I don't see anything any over my way at all because it's not a. I don't live in a housing development, so they don't come down here. And I got rehearsal tonight anyway, so I won't be at home. I wouldn't be here anyhow. So that's, you know, that's the way things are going. We don't have handbells tonight. We do have barbershop rehearsal, so we're getting ready for performances and things like that, and shows and all. So we got to continue to rehearse and get prepared, you know.
You work any new stations this weekend?
I did not get on the air in the contest at all.
I think I worked two from Hawaii just for kicks and giggles. It's about the size of it for me. And I've worked Hawaii many times, but there were two different calls, so I went ahead and worked them. And I have no idea if they'll confirm or not, but they were in two different islands out there. Well, I'm going to pull in here at the water district and drop this off right quick. And then I'll be back on the road if you're still there and want to chat. If not, 73's, and I'll catch you in a little while. W2T and 0TR.
All right, I'm going to be here for a little while. I'm messing around on the computer and things, waiting on an email from somebody that I've got to have some information in it. And when that comes in, and I'll have some work to do. But I'll be here, W2T.
2T and 0TR. Rusty, I had a question for you.
I'll try to have the right answer. How about that?
Tell me on the computer like I am. I had that recipe this morning, and it was a PDF file. And so I put it in my documents. All right, I come back over to my Gmail, and I told it, and you can hear the wipers going on here, I guess. They're squeaking. I told it, I'd never done this before. Usually I just drag it and drop it over to Bob's file over there on the left side of the screen, you know, on the saved items. But this time it didn't want to go, so I hit archive, and it disappeared. Well, I don't know where archive is, and I can't find it. Do you know where it put that silly thing?
What email program are you using?
Oh, it's just common old Gmail.
Okay, you going online and using it online? You don't have anything on your computer. You save it all. You go online to the Gmail site, the Google site, to look at it, right?
Yeah. It's just all I ever had. And like I said, I'm kind of a dummy on that stuff. I just have my email open, and then I look at it. If I want to save something, I have a file over there with, like, Bob has sent me things over the years on antennas and stuff like that. And I'll drag it over there, or I'll drop it into the file that says amateur radio.
Okay, what you've got is over there on the left-hand side of your screen, you'll have a list of folders. And they won't all show up because there'll be some that'll be compacted and down. And what you need to do is you need to expand that area and have it, and then you'll see the archive folder, which will be there. It'll be labeled archive, and and then you can go and look in there for your recipe.
Easy enough. Thank you, Rusty. I would have assumed I would have done that, but evidently not. And when we get back home, I'll just give that a try. I just had him resend it. And but the funny part was, Rusty, I went over to My Documents, and when I clicked on the file for the kielbasa, that's what the recipe was for, come up and said, not available at this time, temporarily out of order. And so I waited a little while, and I clicked on it again up in My Documents, which I'd already printed it, just in case this dummy lost it, you know. And so we're fine. Lanisha's got two copies of it. But it still won't come up in My Documents. Everything else I ever put in My Documents.
Since it put it actually in another spot, it put it in the, since you archived it, it put it, and until you move it out of the archive area, it'll kind of hang and rattle in there, and it won't let you go click on it. And when you get it in My Documents, it may or may not come up. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. I've had them do both, and sometimes when you go and clear it out of archives and then move it over to your documents, then it'll be there for you.
Nice, I'm about out of stars, but when I get home, I'm going to put a star on the wall for you.
And I appreciate that, sir. And I'll just be careful out there on that wet road today.
Hopefully the good old Michelins will hang on. I don't know how many miles I got on them now, but probably just 10,000. So they ought to be in pretty good shape today. It is a dreary day, and it's still 55 degrees. I noticed at the bottom of my screen there, it said that the rain was ending, but it sure don't look like it. Boy, traffic was absolutely a cluster mess up this morning, I'll tell you, out there on I-85 and all over Spartanburg County, Greenville, Anderson. It was a mess. These people, they don't think of the rain or the leaves on the road being slick. And so when they're driving, they just don't leave any space between cars for extra distance to stop. And boy, it just really gets to be a mess.
I regularly upset people over here on my road because my road, the speed limit on my road and all the way around to my church is marked as 35 miles an hour. And when I get out there on that road, I drive 35 miles an hour. And I had somebody pass me up in front of the school the other day. Kind of ticked me off. I didn't. But, it says 35. I'm going to do 35 because it's a turning road. It wiggles and turns and all over the area. And got a lot of curves and a lot of, areas up and downhill and hidden drives and everything else like that. So I take it easy on there, and I get people that come up behind me, and they'll come up behind me and think they're going to get me to go faster because they're riding my tail. Now, there'll be times when I'm wishing there was a cop handy because these folks will suddenly go flying around me in a no-passing zone. But to them, that doesn't make any difference.
Standard operating procedure down here, and the more traffic with the less infrastructure don't help matters. But we're second in the nation, I think, for worst drivers, so that pretty well says it. Leastwise, we haven't caught up with Chicago on the shootings. I seen they had 32 this weekend, 40 something last weekend. I'd hate to live in a place like that. But at any rate, thank the good Lord we got what we got. I just, you know, I shudder to think my neighbors, I was talking to him yesterday, and he sold his hot rod. And I asked him, why, Ron, would you sell the hot rod? He said, well, I know you're not going to like this, but me and the son-in-law bought new motorcycles. And I thought, OMG. And he's in his 50s, getting ready to retire in about 5 years. And then his wife, she's had some medical problems, and just scares me to death. I'd hate to lose them. They're wonderful people.
Fortunately, you get people that are like that. There's nothing you can do what they want to do, and they think they can live forever, and they'll never have this wreck or that wreck or anything else happen to them. So I've just taken the point that, you know, I will make my feelings known. I wish they wouldn't do it. I've told several friends that do that. I said, I wish you wouldn't do it, and you'd stay back and do what you normally do, and that's drive sensibly. And, but, you know, it's your thing. Go to it. And I let it go at that. And that's all I can do, and just pray for them, you know.
I'm kind of a hypocrite in that respect. I love flying, always have, and I love motorcycles. But there is a time in life that you need to give them up. And they're past that time, but of course they don't think so. We're going to turn, Bernice? Okay, well, it's your fault, Rusty. I was talking to you. Anyways, we can go to Ingles this way also. The sad part is it isn't the motorcyclist's fault, usually. Now, there was one up here on Wade Hampton the other day, and the guy was riding 100 miles an hour past St. Mark's Road, and a truck pulled out in front of him, and it killed him. There are those cases, but then there was a guy at the fire department here last year, a couple of years ago. Well, in fact, I think it was Jimmy's son. I'm sure of it now that I think about it. And he was perfectly in the right. And if I'm thinking right, it's the one where there was a car come clear across the median on the highway, over across the grass, and hit him. There was one like that anyways. So they don't see the motorcycles, or something like that happens where they swing into the other lane and you don't have time to dodge. There's so much traffic and people's always in a hurry. They just don't see the bikes, I don't think, and they get hit. And so in defense of the riders, that's the problem. Now, Tim, he said, oh, well, we're just going to ride them up in the mountains. Right. By the way, it has a top end of 152 miles an hour.
To him, if that's what he wants to do, let him have at it. I'm not going to get in his way. I'm very careful when I'm riding around motorcycles. I watch them. But then I get these motorcycles like the one that come flying by me the other day. And he was cutting in and out of traffic, and he was, you know, he was going faster than he should have. Hang on a second, I got a phone call coming in. Somebody I need to answer. I don't know anybody in McCormick, South Carolina, so. But yeah, I had one come flying by me the other day, and he was flying along and cutting in and out of traffic, and, you know, you just can't do nothing about those folks. You just have to hope you have to be careful yourself and hope you can avoid becoming a statistic because they're not watching what they're doing. But there are a lot of good riders too. So, you know, it is what it is there, Tom.
Well, when I was younger, I was a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde on a motorcycle, I'm sorry to say, but I had a lot of fun. But with these Crocs rockets now and the horsepower to weight ratio is incredible. If you put an irresponsible kid on one, he's not going to last very long. That's all I'm saying. But I'd love to be able to, if I was physically able to, I'd love to, you know, I could ride one now, but it'd be just suicide for me, so I think I'll pass for the time being. Anyways, Rusty, we've arrived at Ingalls, and good talking to you this morning. Have a nice day. And I don't think there's any danger you or I going out and buying one, but I'm envious of that fact. I wish I could, but down here it's awful dangerous. 73's Rusty, W2T and 0TR.
All right, we'll catch you later. Y'all be careful out there in the weather. W2T clear for now.
LV, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. For LV, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor.
4, Romeo Victor, this is Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor calling.
4, Romeo Victor here. Station, I didn't copy your call sign. Can I have it again, please?
Roger, it's Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Mark between Belton and Honeypath. Over.
I got you now. This is Ross here, KB4RV. I think I copied your call sign wrong, and let me get a pen in hand, and I'll copy that again. Stand by. Romeo Victor here. Mark, can I get that call sign again once more slowly?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think you have my QSL card, but it's been a good while, so I know how QSL cards go. They don't show up when you're looking for them. So, and if you don't have the call sign, it's difficult to find somebody on, or can be challenging to find somebody on QRZ. The call is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor. Mark, formerly of Greenville, but now between Belton and Honeypath. Over.
Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Yeah, I had forgotten that call sign. I hadn't called you for so long, and I don't have a software log program, so I got two log books that I have to dig through. It'd take me an hour to find it. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. Well, how are you getting along these days? KB4RV.
VAF4LV. Joan and I are doing well, trying to fix up this 98-year-old farmhouse here. We've got just a few little acres. We have a new German Shepherd pup, and the old German Shepherd is training the young one. And Joan takes the old one to the public schools, the elementary schools, middle school, that sort of thing, to visit special needs classes. The dog is certified for therapy. We are active in our in the First Baptist Church here in Belton and love it. When we moved from Greenville, it became too far to drive to try to stay connected consistently with the Greenville churches, so we started attending locally. We are doing well. We are teaching piano lessons online, quite a few of them, and staying busy. And I hope you and Maureen are doing well. I know you've had some health issues, and I just wanted to touch base with you. And also, if it's okay with you, I'd like to call you sometime. I have your phone number here, just about a personal matter. AF4LV, over.
That'd be fine, Mark. I think the number you have is probably still accurate. Yeah, the Lord's been mighty good to us lately. I've been on dialysis now since June of 2020, and I go 3 days a week for about 4 hours every morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I went this morning, and I always feel a little bit dehydrated and fatigued after those sessions. After I rest a little while and get a snack, I'm usually back to normal in a few hours. But I've got an eye appointment this afternoon at 1:15, so Maureen will be getting home. She is with, we have a house guest right now, Linda Dillard. You may even know Linda. She's from Indiana. She was in our wedding 42 years ago, and she's a piano teacher from up in Indiana, and this is the week of the Bob Jones Festival, and so they are over there signing up for their practice rooms right now, and they'll be back over here. But kind of a rainy start to this one, but it's supposed to be nice for the rest of the week. So that's what she's doing. And but yeah, we still are up and at 'em, very active at Hampton Park, and we don't see our grandkids very much. We've got six grandkids that live up in Minneapolis, and they visit in the summertime. We got to see each of them, each family, about a month apart this summer. Tell Jody I said hello, and I guess you've heard the word about Ina Pegram passing, QSL.
I was just going to bring that up. You know, Ina and Joan were close, like sisters, since college. And those nine children called us uncle and aunt, and vice versa. Our kids called them Ina and Dennis, uncle and aunt. So they're really family. I understand the funeral is going to be at Thomas McAfee, downtown Greenville, this coming Tuesday, not tomorrow, but on the 8th. And I think it's at 12 o'clock, but you've probably already seen the announcement coming through the church email system and the visitation Monday night previous to that. So we're trying to show support to the family and show love to them, as I know you are and your whole church family. Well, I won't hold you, and I know you're going to be hopefully having a little lunch and then getting ready to go to your eye appointment. So in a moment, I'll say 73 and clear the frequency, but I just wanted to ask you, when you have a convenient time, would you just text me about a good time to call, and we'll have a short chat. And I think I had known that you've been on dialysis for some time. It's great to hear your voice. You seem to have some level of energy and strength, so thank the Lord for that. So, Ross, dear friend, I'll say 73. Have a blessed day, and I hope we are able to get that cell phone call soon. So take care, and our best to Maureen, 73. This is Mark outside of Belton. So I'll say KV4RV. This is AF4LV, and I'll be clear on your final.
LV, KV4RV. Yeah, good to talk to you, Mark. I will text you in just a moment, and probably could talk a little bit right now, and then we'll break it off if we have to and continue it later. But I'll text you in just a minute. KV4RV, 73 and clear.